that?
It's pretty acoustic. We have there's a fiddle on it. Ali Bain from the Boys of the Loch plays fiddle on it, which is very nice.
Ooh.
I mean, we've got Danny Thompson on string bass on the one, which is
great.
A couple of old pals.
Well, let me ask you this. In concert, I've heard you cover people like Jerry Lee Lewis or Hank Williams. If you ever did an album entirely of covers, who would you do? I mean, I heard you do a Who song last night at the concert. That was really nice.
Oh, yeah. Well, the Who, you know, wrote some great songs. Some of Townsend's early lyrics, you know, I think were really tremendous. You know, I draw the line around sort of Tommy, you know, I lose interest, but, you know, did some great stuff. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good songs out there.
It's true.
You know, wide variety of people. We'd need a longer program to...
True.
To go into that mean question.
you turned up on a Crowded House album, which was kind of surprising. No? I saw that in the paper yesterday.
Yeah. We share a common producer.
Oh.
Not to mention a common lawyer, so... you know how these things are. Showbiz, you know. Well, and, you know, and I've met them before, and I happened to be there. You know, we were actually... I was leaving the studio, and they were coming in next, and so...
Oh.
So we managed to overlap there. I just did one track.
Right.
Well, but it was good fun. And I got to play with them in London recently, which was nice.
Ah.
You know, concert, which was good fun.
Well, speaking of the newspaper, music critics seem to be real kind to you, and yet at the same time seem to continually misinterpret your lyrics and portray you as a really gloomy guy. What do you think of critics? I mean... An essential evil?
I think so. Yeah, there's been some good quotes about critics, mostly from George Bernard Shaw. He really liked critics. Well, it's a, you know, it's a rotten job, but someone's got to do it. You know, it's like emptying the garbage, isn't it, really?
Well, let's do one more song.
You know,
and let's
there are good critics. There are some very good ones. I think the whole of journalism has become very subjective, not just, you know, musical criticism, which is often, you know, the worst of it all. What does Zappa say? You know, that it's people who can't talk being interviewed by people who can't write for people who can't read, which I think is probably one of the great quotes. but the whole of journalism has lost its objectivity. You know, I like the days that when, you know, the London Times, you know, would have a report from Winston Churchill, you know, on the Turkish War, you know, and it'd all be just beautifully written and just completely unbiased and impersonal, and he wouldn't even put his name on the bottom. I mean, that was good journalism.
And you just don't find that anymore.
Especially not, you know, reviewing concerts.
Right. Well, why don't we do... I know you're off to another gig here at noon, so why don't we do one more song, and then we'll talk a little bit about the new album.
Okay. Heck. Ooh, lovely. Very nice ambulance. As we say in the music business, that's a technical term, folks. I do this song. It's called Turning of the Tide. This is on my new record as well. And I'm sorry about my squeaky belt. I've got a squeaky belt on today. So, oops, rubs nice.